Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verses 1 to 23. The wilderness. God says to the Hebrews back at Kadesh Barnea, and Moses is reminding them now, while they're poised to go into the promised land, 38 years before, God has said to them, right, now you won't go into Kadesh Barnea, you didn't trust me, now out into the wilderness. And this passage here, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 1 to 23, records that wilderness experience. Now, as you read these verses, what's the impression you get here? Is it pointless wandering? Is it a wasted 38 years just drifting around the wilderness? Is it pointless wandering, wasted? Well, the answer is yes. And no, it is, yes, wasted. They're going nowhere. They're going around in circles. They're just going backwards and forwards all around this Arabian desert. But it's not wandering wasted, because God is bringing Israel to that humbling place, humiliation of judgment. But even in the midst of judgment, God is showing his directing, providential mercy over this people. It is a complex story. It's certainly not a picture of our pilgrimage to heaven. I know the hymn writers are very fond of it. When I tread the verge of Jordan and so on. When I come to die, I've been travelling through the wilderness and I am now entering heaven. That's not the typology. The typology is leaving Egypt and entering Canaan, leaving the world and going into Christ. Of course, it couldn't happen instantaneously, but if you look at the dates of when they left Egypt and all the rest of it, and when they cross into the Canaan, you look at the dates with the stones and the Passover and so on, they're all the same. I've spoken on this, Joshua chapter 4, I think it is, and so on. These dates coincide. It's a picture of coming into Christ, but nevertheless, I know the hymn writers make much of this pilgrimage business. So in a sense, it is a wasted time in the wilderness, but it's a time of judgment through unbelief. But in the midst of judgment, God remembers mercy. Let me just read that to you. Verse 7. The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. This is Moses reminding them of the past 38 years. He has watched over your journey through this vast desert. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. And you've not lacked anything. God has been merciful to them. He has blessed them. But it's been a time of judgment. Verse 14. 38 years passed from the time we left Kadesh Barnea until we crossed the Zered Valley. By then, that entire generation of fighting men had perished from the camp, as the Lord had sworn to them. The Lord's hand was against them until he had completely eliminated them from the camp. What do I learn from this? Well, if you read the chapter, you'll see that God is directing, whether it's the nation of Esau, Moab, or the nations, these people, God is ruling and governing over these people, and he's directing Israel through this place. He's directing Israel, keeping Israel, providing for Israel. But it's a time of judgment. The chapter is full of these verses, 1 to 23 of Deuteronomy 2, full of the Lord. The Lord said this, the Lord did this, the sovereign God. This God is our God, brother and sister. He rules over Esau, Moab, and Ammon. He rules over Israel. But he takes care for Israel. He looks after Israel. He protects Israel. He protects these children growing up. Of course, he's judging the fathers. But he's bringing Israel again back to the place where they enter the promised land. Now, I learned some principles here. One, that I must obey God. Otherwise, judgment. I must trust God. Otherwise, my life will be wasted. And I learned that in the midst of wrath, God still remembers mercy. He is still supreme and sovereign. This God is my God, our God. Is he your God, my friend? Do you know his care, his love? Do you trust him? Will you obey him? I say the same to myself. Will you walk in his ways? Will you learn from Israel? Yes, God is merciful and directs them and provides for them, and we'll concentrate on that to finish. But remember, he is a God of judgment too. So don't trade on God's mercy. Obey him, trust him. I want to do that. Unbeliever, don't dilly-dally with God. Close in with him in his offers of mercy. But let me finish with the thought of God's care. Perhaps this will be a blessing to you today, my friend, in any circumstances you're passing through. Is a hymn by Joseph Addison. How are thy servants blessed, O Lord? How sure is their defense? Eternal wisdom is their guide, their help, omnipotence. In foreign realms and lands remote, supported by thy care, through burning climes they pass unhurt and breathe in tainted air. When by the dreadful tempest borne high on the broken wave, they know thou art not slow to hear, nor impotent to save. The storm is laid, the winds retire, obedient to thy will. The sea that roars at thy command is still. In midst of dangers, fears, and deaths, thy goodness we'll adore. We'll praise thee for thy mercies past, and humbly hope for more. Our life, while thou preserves that life, thus thy sacrifice shall be, and death, when death shall be our life, our lot shall join our souls to thee. How good is the God we adore, our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is as great as his power. It knows neither measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose Spirit will guide us safe home. We'll praise him for all that is past, and what? And trust him for all that's to come.